nothing into the butler's empty. Don't make me down it on your doorstep.
Are you sure she won't mind just turning up like this? Kate asked hesitantly, tucking her fringe up into her hat. Frankie wasn't at all sure. She had been completely certain when they'd cooked up this plan at Kate's house, but that confidence, brought on by those first two glasses of wine, was now ebbing away. She flicked her hair, trying not to let her uncertainty show. It had seemed like a great idea. Frankie's son Liam was staying over with his nana, and Kate's husband Matthew was home to babysit her kids, so the pair of them were free to go and look after Alison in person. Because, after all, New Year's Eve was far too significant a date for someone to spend alone, especially when that someone had only lost her mother-in-law 3 days ago, and even more especially when that she was closer to her mother-in-law than her own mother. And while Frankie stood firm on that, she was still a little too scared of Alison to turn up alone, or, in fact, completely sober. Not that Frankie was going to back out now. "It'll be fine," she said.
"Maybe we should have sent a text to let her know we were coming,"
Kate muttered into the scarf she'd pulled up over her face to keep out the cold wind.
"We know she's in. We've brought wine. And, well, she wouldn't have mentioned being on her own on New Year's Eve if she didn't want company, would she?"
Frankie said as she stamped the snow from her heels. Although, she thought, she was definitely no expert in what Alison was thinking. A light in the hallway came on and a petite figure was silhouetted walking towards the front door. There was the clink of a chain being put across before the door opened a crack to show part of Alison's frowning face.
"Hi, can we come in?"
Frankie held her breath and tried to remember why she thought this was such a good idea. A couple of months ago, she would have run a mile rather than spend time with scary Alison. But then, a lot had happened in the last few months, and now she couldn't really imagine life without the terrifyingly organised school mum. Something about Alison's actions tonight seemed strange to Frankie. Why had she left it so late to cancel their dinner plans once she had known Simon wouldn't be around to babysit? Finally, without opening the door further, Alison said,
"I'm not really dressed for company. I didn't expect..." "It's just me and Kate," said Frankie. "We don't count as company, as long as you're not naked. We don't care. And if you are naked, we'll just close our eyes." "Please, Alison, I don't think Frankie's going to give up, and I don't want to have to stand out here all night. It's freezing,"
Kate's voice pleaded behind her. Alison nodded, closing the door a little to remove the chain, before opening it fully to let them in. Frankie looked at Alison's not-dressed-for-company outfit as she passed her. Skinny jeans and an oversized roll-neck poncho jumper which swamped her, making her look all the more tiny and frail. Frankie shook her head in disapproval.
"I was hoping to catch you in a leopard-print onesie," she said,
and was rewarded by a look of outrage on Alison's face and the sound of Kate giggling.
"Is it very cold out there?"
Alison asked, taking their layers to hang up in the cupboard.
"It's brass monkeys," Frankie said, "but at least it keeps the wine cool. Where'd you keep your glasses?"
She brandished the bottle in front of her as she pushed open the door to the kitchen.
"Oh, let me."
Alison darted ahead of her.
"You'll have to excuse the mess. I really wasn't expecting anyone."
The kitchen was, of course, immaculate, except for a sink of washing up water, a plate, glass and cutlery on the draining board. Frankie rolled her eyes in Kate's direction, who shook her head while she tried to stifle a laugh.
"Well, I must say, Mrs. Lund, I judge you harshly on your housekeeping skills,"
Frankie said, kicking off her heels and readjusting the woolen dress that had ridden up indecently on the walk over.
"And just as soon as I finish this bottle of wine, and possibly one other, I'll be storming out of here in disgust. Oh, thank you."
She accepted the glasses and poured the wine into two of them, while Kate produced a bottle of elderflower fizz.
"Is that your fake wine for pregos?"
she asked. Kate nodded as she poured her special bubbles into a wine glass and wrapped her enormous cardigan tightly around herself. Frankie wasn't sure there were many things more depressing than pretending to drink in order to forget that you were 3 months into an entirely unplanned pregnancy. Although Kate seemed to have recovered from the initial shock and gave the impression that she was now happy to be having a third child. But then, Frankie thought, it was probably possible to hide quite a lot under that cardigan. Once they were all sitting comfortably, shoes kicked off, Alison curled up in the armchair and Frankie stretched out on the sofa. While Kate settled herself on the huge footstool, Frankie raised her glass.
"Right, can I be the first one to say good riddance to this year and our bloody out..."